Welcome to 100 Years Ago in Butte, as told through newspapers of the day. Charles Russell, a theatrical performer who has been in Butte since the showhouses were closed on account of the influenza epidemic, was arrested yesterday evening by Police Captain O'Donnell and Detective Powell and held for theft of an overcoat from a Butte store. Officers said they discovered the coat in Russell's room. Russell, who appears to be about 18 years old, is in pitiable condition, apparently from the use of drugs. An investigation is being made with a view to finding relatives of the young man. Landlady charged with buying stolen stuff. Della Maiki, who runs a boarding house, was arraigned in Judge Dwyer's court yesterday to plead to a charge of having received stolen property. Recently, three youths broke into a store on the east side and stole a lot of things, including 200 pounds of sugar, 90 pounds of butter, and a ham, the whole being valued at $82.28. It is charged that they sold it to the Maiki boarding house. One of the youths, Joseph Koskin, is to be tried in Judge Dwyer's court on a charge of burglary. The two others, Dan Sullivan and Ed Aho, are under the age of 18 and will be prosecuted as juveniles, which means sentenced to the state industrial school. Cops to spend a merry fortnight. A jolly crowd of six Butte men, three of them policemen, left early this morning in two automobiles laden with camp supplies for a 2 weeks vacation in the Blackfoot country near Ovando. The party consists of Peter Breen, night jailer, Officer Charles Rhoda, patrol driver, Harry Arnier, John Lansing, barber, Bob Voigt, machinist, and Jimmy Eister. In the equipment are 20 guns of all sizes, and the party is determined to make a good showing among the deer and elk of the Blackfoot country. Charged with gunplay. T.W. von Falkenstein was arrested late last night on complaint of John M. LeMay that the former had drawn a gun on him in a hall of the Phoenix building and threatened to take his life. LeMay declared he knew no reason for the act. Von Falkenstein was arrested by Detective Powell and held without bonds pending further investigation. Would-be joyriders who steal automobiles, run them many miles, and then leave them generally in bad condition must stop, says Under Sheriff Jack Whalen, to whom five missing cars were reported yesterday. Thanks for listening to 100 Years Ago in Butte.